Hello, human. I love it when they run. Yeah. Well, that was easy. I really chose well this time. You seem surprised. You know I'm an arachne, right? This alley is so perfect for trapping people. I'm a little disappointed you didn't think of that when you ran through. You're going to need to be harder to catch than this to make our clients happy. Struggle more. I love it. You look confused. I would explain, but we need to get underground before somebody notices us. It is illegal for us monsters to act out like this in public, after all. Let me just go ahead and wrap you up and tie you to my abdomen so we can get out of here. Shh, 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 shh. Don't scream. If you scream, somebody might notice us, and that would make my boss very unhappy. I'll have to teach you your first lesson early, then. Oh, yes, this is the price of disobedience. You feel so good inside. Let's feel around a bit, shall we? There we go. Does it hurt when I move my claw on you? Sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear your answer. You know, the more you struggle and scream, the more delicious you sound. You really should stop, or I might not be able to control myself. Unless, would you prefer that? Being my little snack? I thought not. Now stay quiet. It's better. Now let's wrap that mouth up, just in case you try to do something stupid again. There we go. I'll allow you to speak once we're underground. For now, let's finish wrapping you up. Don't squirm. Those are just my legs wrapping you up. I won't hurt you unless I need to. Shh, 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 shh. Just relax and let my soft silk do its work. It seems like I didn't convince you. Here, let me help you calm down. I'll just tilt your head back and... There we go. Now you're calming down. That's it. Just let my venom do its work. It's getting hard to move now, isn't it? Can you feel it spreading out? That warm feeling overtaking your body, but heightening your senses? There we go. Completely limp now. Like my little itty-bitty puppet. Now we can pick up where we left off. Your skin is so sensitive now. Look at your hairs stand on end. Oh, just when I brush my claw right along your delicate little skin. They can cut through your flesh so easily. Do you enjoy being this close to danger? Can you feel how soft my silk is? Can you feel how strongly it binds you? Keeps you so warm inside, doesn't it? Just like you. There we are. All wrapped up. and ready to go to my abdomen. Time to get out of here and bring you to my new home. Now that we're away from prying eyes and ears, I can cut a hole for you to speak. Not to see, though. I don't want you to know where we are, just in case you try running. Even though I would enjoy that so much. There we go. Now your mouth is free. Judging by your little moans and groans, I can see that I gave you just enough venom. Just enough. What do I want with you? Well, I want you, of course. Yes, you. Yes, you are perfect. Am I going to eat you? No. No, I'm not going to eat you. I don't think that my boss would be very amused, especially not the second time. Why did I kidnap you? Okay, well, first off, kidnapping is a strong word. I like to think of what I do as repurposing. Just think of it like a career change. Yes, a career change with some benefits, too. Anyways, as you know, the relationship between the human and monster world is not as cooperative as it is now. Well, it wasn't, at least before. Humans would fight us, unsuccessfully, and we would hunt them and take them as husbands and wives against their will, or just hunt them for food. You would make such a nice meal. Oh, nothing. Anyway, most monsters are unable to control their carnal desires like humans can. But we work side by side, building a society together. Have you ever wondered how that happened? Monsters are still the same, with the same desire inside every one of them, including me. You can't imagine the things I want to do to you. So many things. The answer is, we don't cooperate with you humans. You humans cooperate with us. You see, after many years of struggling, you gave in to us. Look at that face. It's adorable. I could just eat you up. Of course, they tell you that you won. What better way to control you than with some false sense of superiority? You see, humans realize they're better off cooperating with us than fighting an impossible battle, one which they were so outmatched in. So in return for them agreeing to live alongside us, you humans agreed to allow us to take those of you that we would decide that would be most fun to play with. After all, we weren't getting much done after all the raping and pillaging going on. So it's really the best for both sides, wouldn't you agree? Oh, look at you now. This is my favorite part. I can see it in your eyes. Your entire world is falling apart, isn't it? You can't even think of what to say. Just cute little moans from your realization that the entire world you live in is a lie. But I still haven't answered your question, have I? Why you? Yes. That's what they all say. Why me? Why me? Well, I've been watching you for a while now. Well, before I picked you up. Making sure you were a good little fit. I look for how people react to their environment. Do you remember 2 weeks ago? Walking home from work at night? You were walking through the park when suddenly all the lights went out. There you were, frozen in the darkness. I watched you from nearby. I had played a recording of some wolf growls and rustling in a bush. But what did you do? Instead of cowering in fear or doing something stupid like trying to attack it yourself, you stood still in the darkness, eyes closed, and listened for where the sound came from. Arms at the ready to defend yourself from an attack that could not possibly hope to survive. But then the lights came on, and nothing was there. You carried on home, thinking it was probably just your imagination. While I watched, knowing that my boss was right about you. You are exactly what we're looking for. Someone brave to stand and fight, but not make the first move. You're the perfect prey. Although I hope in the future you will be harder to catch than you were today. Oh, I wouldn't want any of our clients to be disappointed with their hunt. Maybe you'll have to practice a bit with me. Yes. I think I'd enjoy some practice very much. And you would be so fun to hunt down, wouldn't you? Oh, you'd run and run and run. And I'd catch you every time. Having my way with you and letting you run again until you realized how pointless it all is. Oh, don't worry. Nobody will be looking for you. Took a lot of work. Actually, mostly for the humans. But we've gotten very good at making people disappear. As we speak, your identity is already being erased. After a few weeks, nobody will even remember who you are. At least no humans, that is. The job is a pretty natural fit for me. All I do is watch, stalk, and hunt my targets. Well, that ends a little bit more. What is happening? Now concentrate, the boss was waiting. What? Nothing. No, I didn't say anything. I'm so hungry. Crap, I didn't think this would happen so quickly. What's different this time? No, I can't. I promised her that I wouldn't. Well, maybe just something quick wouldn't hurt. Yes, I know just what I'm craving. I'll just cut a little hole right down here so I can get at your cock. No, 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 no. Don't squirm. You wouldn't want me to nick you down there, now would you? I thought not. There it is. Yes, I think this is exactly what I'm hungry for. I just want to test you out, so the clients know what to expect. Do you like the feeling of my hand around your cock? Oh, my exoskeleton is so hard. But somehow, so warm and smooth. Yes. You look like you do. Let's get you started then. It feels good, doesn't it? Look at you trying to deny it. Go ahead. Keep telling yourself and lying. Oh, you look so delicious when you do. Oh, yes. You're so big now. Let me get my other hand in there. I want to feel the load that you're preparing for me. Yes, you're getting so hot. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't struggle. You wouldn't want one of my claws to slip down there. That's better. Let me massage your balls and help get you ready for everything that you have. There we go. I wonder, how does it make you feel to have my claws pleasing such a sensitive part of your body? Do you like having danger and pleasure intertwined? My claws, made to rend flesh like yours, so close to something so precious to you, yet used to bring you so much pleasure. Look at you, trying to hold in all your screams. I can see it in your eyes, so conflicted between horror and bliss. Here, let me help you decide. Did that now make you up your mind? No. Well, regardless of how you feel, I think you're ready. And you'll be ready to give me everything that I really want. You taste so good. Leaking out so much pre-cum. Did I squeeze that out? You are delicious. I'll massage you some more. I want you to give me everything you have. I can feel you struggling and bucking your hips against my web. My venom must be really getting to you. Yes, You're throbbing so hard. Are you getting close? I'll give you another squeeze when you finally explode in me. I don't want there to be anything left in you. There we go. Almost there. Oh, I can see your eyes rolling back. You must be so close. You so much and so delectable. I have never tasted someone so good. Let me make sure I got everything. You're almost too good. But I'm still hungry. I need more. I need to taste more of you. I need to taste your blood. No, 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 stop screaming. It'll just be a taste. Oh, shh. Just let me bite your neck. Right here. You taste incredible. How can you be so You smell so delicious. Maybe she wouldn't mind if I... No, no, I shouldn't. It's not allowed. But he's so good, and I'm so hungry now. I need more. If I just drink their blood. Yeah. Yes, that'll hold me over. That's it. Keep struggling, pray. Bring out the monster in me. Yes. Yes, fight for me, little fly. Make me want you more. Oh. So good. I still need more. I need everything. I can't stop. Oh, I need to love and just have all of you. I need every last bit. I'll just put a little bit more venom in your chest, right? Here. I'll need more now. But I think I still have enough left. There we go. Keep struggling, pray. Oh, that look on your face is so delicious. Mm. I know it hurts. I know. Just let it spread out in you. Don't worry. It'll be over soon. And I'll drink you up like a little fly. Don't be scared. You're not going to die. No. It'll just put you to sleep for quite a little while. You're far too precious to waste. I just need to satisfy my hunger before we get back. Don't worry. My boss will bring you back when we get there. I just need this now. Just let your mind drift. I've got you. Just sleep. And there he is, out like a light. Heart is so slow, breath so faint you'd think he was dead. Finally. Goddess. Oh, he was so good. Oh. Nebris. She's going to kill me for this.